This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A company in the small city of Decatur, Illinois, has spent much of the past few months trying to buy the biggest grain distributor in Australia. Archer Daniels Midland wanted wheat to sell to noodle-hungry Asia, but the Australian government says, nope, not going to happen. This is a story about how money and food make their way around the globe. Or try to, anyway. Here's Marketplace's Dan Weissman.
Start with ADM isn't just a company from a little Midwestern town. It's a giant food processing company with 30,000 employees and sites around the world. And they were offering $3.3 billion for GrainCorp, which stores and transports most Australian grain. Why? Well, the U.S. market for grain just isn't growing. Asia's is. Some Australian farmers said they worried they'd get crummier prices from a foreign-owned firm. Christopher Barrett is an economist at Cornell who studies food insecurity and poverty. He says that's not very likely. If you're talking about perishable stuff, then yeah, the wholesaler has a big advantage over farmers. They've got to sell before their fruit goes bad.
Corn, you put it in a silo and you store it for 6 months. You store it for a year.
Until you get the price you want. He says the Australian controversy was more about psychology than economics. When a foreign firm buys a big local one, people get wigged out.
But that's not always rational. Sometimes it's better to sell out a business that you're just not going to be able to compete in as effectively.
Richard Gray is an agricultural economist at the University of Saskatchewan. He says global markets make better eating.
I can eat avocados whenever I want, or asparagus, or wheat, or whatever.
And more importantly, when there's a drought in his area, he doesn't go hungry. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.